Edward Anderson was a dairy farmer, a father, and a veteran of World War II. He died in November from COVID-19. He was 97 years old. As we approach the end of 2020, WPR is profiling some of the people we lost to the pandemic. Rob Menser has this remembrance.
Edward Anderson spent 4 months as a prisoner of war. It was 1944 and the prison camps were full, so the Nazis forced him and about 2,000 other American captives to march for hundreds of miles. When they ate anything, they ate grass soup. Ed kept a secret diary of his time as a prisoner. His daughter, Sandra Cherney, still has it. On the back of it, he wrote a list of foods he imagined eating when he got home.
Tapioca pudding. And he had pie, apple pie, cheese.
Ed grew up on a dairy farm in Barron County. He was 20 years old when he was drafted to fight in World War II. He was captured in Belgium in the Battle of the Bulge. A newsreel from 1944 documented the battle for Americans at home.
The Nazi Party is willing to sacrifice every building and every soul in Germany to stave off defeat. War is conducted in mist and turmoil and uncertainty.
We were running out of food, ammunition, what have you. I ended up with a bunch of wounded down in the basement of a house, and that's where the Germans found me.
There aren't any recordings of Edward Anderson, but in 1991, his friend Wayne Erickson gave an oral history interview to the Wisconsin Veterans Museum. The two men grew up 10 miles away from each other, but they met as prisoners of war. Erickson died in 2003. Of the thousands captured, Erickson said fewer than 500 survived.
Well, some just collapsed, some were shot, some froze to death, some... We have no way of knowing what happened to some. Some we do, but some we don't.
Ed weighed less than 100 pounds when American troops liberated them. He came home and got married. He took over the dairy farm from his dad, and he drove a milk truck. Ed and his wife had two kids, Sandra and her brother Lee, who died in a motorcycle accident in 1973. Sandra says when she was a child, her father was always very busy. He didn't talk much and never talked about the war.
He was a man of very few words when it came to talking about himself.
She was an adult when she learned about his experiences. And in 2016, the Barron County Veterans Service Office and a congressman presented Ed with a POW medal. He enjoyed the ceremony, Sandra says, but he was still reserved. He didn't speak except to say thank you. Sandra is 74 now. She lives in Texas, but she video chatted with her dad regularly. In early November, she and the staffers at his nursing home were making plans to celebrate his birthday.
By 5 that afternoon, they called me. It was about 4:45, and they said, your dad's running a fever. We're going to do the fast test, which they did, and he was positive.
Ed had COVID-19.
He did live through the night. I FaceTimed with him in the afternoon of the next day, and he lived one more day. He lived 48 hours after he contracted the virus.
Sandra says she knew her dad could go at any time, but it was still a shock. He was doing well for his age. Sandra was looking forward to visiting him in 2021. It feels unfair that the pandemic took him. She thought she'd have a few more years with him. Ed died 2 weeks before his 98th birthday. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.